Voice of America.
Hello again, Africa, and everybody out there. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking, and groovy sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again. But today, later on, I'll be talking to my special guest, and that is Mensah. Mensah hails from Ghana. Mensah combines hip-hop, hip-life, Afrobeat, you name it, all putting together and comes out with the best of the best. So stay tuned for that. You'll be hearing Mensah live on the show. But right now, let's take a trip to Mali, where we start off today with Tom Jackete in Kiramando. And right after that, Felicidade by Julino of Cape Verde, and She Got a Guan by Manguer of Tanzania. But first, Kiramando by Tom Jackete of Mali.
Ala Kiramando,
Kiramando,
Mamarimando,
Mamarimando,
Kiramando,
Kiramando,
Kasara Kasara,
Kasara Kasara.
Ala Kiramando,
Ala Kiramando,
Mamarimando,
Mamarimando,
Kiramando,
Kiramando,
Kasara
Kasara,
Kasara Kasara,
Kasara
Kasara,
Kasara Kasara.
Thank you.
gostava pra você de mim. Tempo bom, felicidade, teu amor. Teve mão um dia, mano, tá junta. Que pra não criar cura junta. Sabe, mami, grevo teu. Nunca pude estar longe de bó. Meu coração é só pra bó. Se te dependeba só de mim, acreditamos que estava ali, pra sempre junto a mim. Crioula formosa, se mamou. Mesmo dor é capaz eu me encontrar. Pra fazer tudo que pantei meu. Só Deus sabe mal de incrédulo. Sabe, mami, increvo teu. Que pude estar longe de bom. Meu coração é só pra bom. Ai, se te dependeba só de mim. Acreditamos estava ali. Pra sempre, sempre junto a mim.
Kama mtu mwenye homa, kutuwa salam tu, jiblake ni noma. Sauti ya kitungaji, his name epona. Devi ya keshingo, mwendo wa maringo. Nende furaipo, niambia yuko single. Siyo siri mtoto uya meumbika. Na kama akipita, mbeda watu kumibas. Na nekatiao lazima tababaika. Hata wawiri wivu tumewashika. Kisa, wangwendo mefika. Na mina apa, kamwe sinto mwacha. Nina imani atanizali ya mapacha. Na hata kama bahati mbaya kiwatasa, mnajua sitoweza kumwacha. Na yote ni sababu tu, shiga tekwan.
Tukianzia uzuri tu, shiga tekwan. Tabia shima ndiyo du, shiga tekwan. Baka kwa masista du, yeah. Na baki tu kusema u, shiga tekwan. ya uzuri tundu shigare kwa tabi ya shima ndiyo dundu shigare kwa baka kwa masista duwe na baki tukusema ushigare kwa
sito sahau mara kwanza meni rosu ni mbosu ni tomase zake chuchu naona fahari ude umpenzi uko na mimi na nina hidi milele nita kuthamini sito jali ashate mbea na wangapi wanawe maisha nino na bahati kilo na popita maselo na wadatisha baba isha wanabak macho juju wako napo madu wanakasirika kuchandita wanavenua midomo juu najua yote yoni wivu tu washa kuzushia mambo mengi tu ila wewe ndo my baby girl mmoja wape girl siwezi kwa na rap bila kwa na we makosa nomba unisame nataka kwa na we minele oge okay. You got the kwa
tukianzia uzuri tu shigare kwa tabi yeshima ndiyo du shigare kwa baka kwa my sister du na baki tukusema u shigare kwa tukianzia uzuri tu shigare kwa tabi yeshima ndiyo du shigare kwa baka kwa my sister du na baki tukusema u
Nonesha ulicho nacho ma Nonesha zadi ya nguo zako ulizova Nonesha zadi ya ngozi yako ya kunga Nonesha kila mbato kitanipa ra Yeah you got a guan You my number one Nia yangu mini kuwa na we maishan Chochote chato tap mita kupo ya kaiman Na mina idika mwala stock wa chenjian
She got a guan
Yes I know mama get busy Tone kwenye dance flow Unapokata kilo matozo na paga Unasikia sauti zao kisema Natakaisha bokea mita mtuwa dunian Na kwanzia leo nitakuwa natembea minagan Naona milupo menanza kuntamani Basi malizia kinywa twende zet nyumbani
Tukianzia uzuri tu shigare kwa Tabi yeshima ndiyo du shigare kwa Baka kwa my sister du Na baki tukusema u shigare kwa Tukianzia uzuri tu shigare kwa Tabi yeshima ndiyo du shigare kwa Baka kwa my sister du Na baki tukusema u shigare kwa
Shigare kwa, girl you got it one Kwana wewe so see na ona fra You got it one, girl you got it one Oh baby wewe ndo my number one
Got a one, number one Got a one,
She's got a guan. What a beautiful music there by Mangwer of Tanzania. And right before that, Kipvats Julino in Felicidade and Kiramando by Tom Jackete of Mali. This is the African beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guest later on. And that is Mensah from Ghana. I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the African Beat, this time Hakuna by Jemima Thiong'o of Kenya. And right after that, to my people out there in Monrovia, Liberia, Professor Kwakpakpa from Liberia but settling right now in Abuja, Nigeria, comes in with his goat, Ayon Tete. And right after that, Steady Bongo of Sierra Leone comes in with But right now, Hakuna by Jemima Thiong'o of Kenya. Let's get this one going.
Imani, imani, imani ni cheti changu cha kupata yote. Just can't shake the thing. When I know nobody made you trouble, is that when you like it? Jigga jigga, ah, jigga jigga, ah, tete rocking, jigga jigga, ah, 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 jigga jigga,
I am the thing you know. She's my
forever.
She's the one that I love forever. I will die for you.
I will die for you.
She's the one that I give my heart. I give my faith. I give my life.
Mahalo, just please me. I have to be shy.
Music there by Sierra Leone's Teddy Bongo, and right before that was Ion Tete by Professor Kpakpakpa, a Liberian musician now based in Abuja, Nigeria, and Jemima Thiongo of Kenya in Hakuna. When I come back, I'll be talking to my guest, and that is Mensah from Ghana. So stay tuned for that. Just don't go away. Taking you around the Gold Coast and some beautiful music. This is David Van Lee, and you're listening to The African Beat.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Hello again and welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. I'm David Vandy and my guest today, Mensah from Ghana. Welcome to The African Beat,
thank
Mensah.
Thank you.
Wow, you are such a smiling guy.
Yes, smiling rapper.
okay. All right, I understand you left Ghana some time ago and you decided to go out in search of so many things.
Yes.
And what have you found?
Oh, man, it's crazy. I had to leave Ghana to be able to find myself, you know what I mean? And maybe when you're in it, you kind of don't see, you know, the wealth of knowledge, culture, experience, you know, all these things that we take for granted. But when you leave, you know, you're reminded of all these things. They kind of like just spring up inside of you. So it's been great. It's been a great rediscovery of myself.
Wow. Yeah. And when you were in Ghana, were you actually deep into music like you are now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I say to people, music is the only thing I can do well. I started playing the piano when I was 9. And my dad is a musician, a proper musician, you know, he lectures. And my mom was the one who got me into playing the piano. And I'm lucky to have a family that encourages, you know, the arts and creativity and just, you know, pushes me to do what I want to do and do it properly. You know what I mean?
And this album that we're talking about today, number one, Mango Street. Is this your first album?
This is my first international album, my first proper album.
Okay.
I've put out a few things in Ghana and, you know, a few free albums and things like that. But this is my first major project, yes.
Well, I just want you to know that this is Mensah's first major project internationally. And I want you to just relax because he will be playing some of these songs for you live here. Now, let's talk about the first song that I want you to play, Afro Funk.
Yes. Oh, wow. Afro Funking is kind of like my claim. It's like, it's the return of Mensah. So make way. I'm coming through. The African kid all the way from Ghana is about to just knock everything over and make the whole situation his. So it's just, you know, I think every rapper has their braggadocious song, and this is the one, Afro Funking.
From what you do, you combine hip-hop, hip-life, Afro, soul,
jazz, high-life, you know, palm wine, high life, everything. I just throw it all into the pot.
You guys drink palm wine too over there?
Oh, yes. I think we're the originators of palm wine.
Okay. Definitely. Well, now let's hear the song, Afro Funkin'. And I'm sure it's going to be beautiful, right?
Let's go for it.
Okay, let's get it on.
My man Tunji on the drums. My saxophone, a string, guitar, Mensah. Okay, remember as a child when I was funkin' around. Now I'm bringing something around. They never saw the storm coming, Afro funkin' the sound. I'm just stomping them down. Okay, remember as a child when I was funkin' around. Now I'm bringing something around. They never saw the storm coming, Afro funkin' the sound. Ajay. I'm just stomping them down. Me tip me damn. I cast out no my seed. Me nine so. Me sing same. I know I'm signing me. See quine so. Me TM Kim Bim. Me need my job on sign so. I heard it all. My say. Me need to bind to certify. Bring alive things I put my mind to. Step on my challenge. What it and soon I'll find you. First you see me. Now you don't. Cause I'm stuck behind you. They said Mensah so evasive. We trying to find you. But you're never gonna see me. Tally must I remind you. That I'm something kind of special. This is what I'm designed to do. You were drawn in my bowl of big foo foo. It takes lick lips and be like Charlie, he's too cool. I see you try to do the same, but it's just poo poo. I see you try to do the same, but it's just poo poo. My Arab boys hold me down and give me straight two two. I tell you something, been up from funkin' since 82. Okay, switch. Remember as a child when I was funkin' around. Now I'm bringing something around. They never saw the storm coming, Afro funkin' the sound. I'm just stomping them down. Okay, remember as a child when I was funkin' around. Now I'm bringing something around. They never saw the storm coming, Afro funkin' the sound. Ajay. I'm just stomping them down. You say you're really not kidding. You're really not feeling the way my wind blew off your ceiling. Got me singing like a bibini bop. Dylan, you better listen. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The brotherly authorities came to blame for something I'm so glad that I did. Cause if I didn't, I'll still be accused for it, Charlie. I keep it 100% legit, Charlie. I'm setting fine examples for the kids, Charlie. And if you want to fight with blows and kicks, I did. To understand, you must ask my mother why. But the lady is so cryptic, you need another try. And you must fear me with more spice in my taste than Canada dry. And you don't want no giddy giddy with this Ghana guy. You must be drunk or someone spiked, you might be wanna hide. I brought the fire, water when you had Savannah dry. Exact and I swipe, wait. Okay, switch. Remember as a child when I was funking around. Now I'm bringing something around. They never saw the storm coming, Afro funking the sound. Ajay, I'm just knocking them down. Okay, remember as a child when I was funking around. Now I'm bringing something around. They never saw the storm coming, Afro funk in the sound. Bruh. I'm just stomping them down.
I love this one.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you took me back when I was a child, when I was jumping around. You know, nobody saw the storm coming.
Thank you.
And
thank
I exploded you. Into yes. the air just like that.
That's what it
just
is.
Like you did.
Thank you.
Now, okay, you know, this is really, really beautiful, taking this song back to your childhood days. Tell me about your childhood days in Ghana.
Oh man, I had fun. I had fun as a kid, man. I was bad. I was running around, jumping into people's houses, stealing fruits, mangoes, chasing the lizards, dissecting the frogs, skipping class. And, you know, one thing, though, is that my mother kind of, she kind of encouraged these things. You know what I mean? It's like he's a little boisterous boy. So let him do what he must do. But, you know, when it came to my studies and, you know, focusing on what was important, she made sure that, you know, so I had fun.
Because I had you talking about my mother. I say you can ask my mother, but the lady is such a critique.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's hardcore, you know. She, my mom could shout my name four blocks down. Say equivalent.
Tell me about it.
Man, son. I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm in trouble. So, yeah, you know, I was a very happy little kid. But, yes, I had fun.
Oh, that's good. Okay. When you left Ghana, you first went to Hungary, right?
Oh, no. When I left Ghana,
Tell me about this trip because it's really becoming interesting.
You know, I was lucky, you know, as a young man, you know, to be able to travel around, you know, see different places. But when I moved, eventually, I moved to the UK.
Okay.
And, I mean, I've been living there since, you know, so it's been about 10 years and some. But, you know, I've been blessed to be able to move to different countries and, you know, work there. But the last project that I did with another amazing musician, One Love the Kubalo, was in Hungary, Budapest.
Okay. And I got to understand that when you were traveling, you decided to go in search of Duna.
Oh.
What is Duna?
Duna is just a bottles. That's the only way I can say it for it to be acceptable on television. But it's just the round this thing that African men kind of
look, go in search for.
Yes.
Did you find any out there?
Well, I mean, the reason why we went was just to kind of make sure that there was no bigger, better, rounder, smoother, softer, more delicious doona than the one in Ghana. And we were right. There was none.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm from Sierra Leone and I'm from West Africa too.
Please. Don't let me remove my phone and show you a picture.
Okay. Well, since you cannot find anyone out there, so what else did you do?
Well, I mean, in the process of looking for it with this project, this is a project with One Love the Kubalo, and together we're known as the FOKM Boys. So whilst we're looking for the Duna, the person who was hosting us kind of cornered us into some kind of studio, and he was making us record every day and going to do shows, and we didn't even know what was happening. We felt trapped, and we were just recording and just. And then a week after we left, he was like, "Okay, guys, I've got a new album for you. You should thank me." Like, "Oh,
really?
Actually, this was not too bad."
You were not kidnapped after all.
After all, we weren't kidnapped. You know, it all turned out to be okay. So, we have a new album together. It's an EP with Irie Mafia, a big band based in Budapest, in Hungary. And the lead singer is a Ghanaian lady as well. So, this summer we're going to be pushing that as well, along with me pushing my album Number One Language.
Okay, now let's talk about another song that I have here for you. That is No One Knows Tomorrow. In fact, this one is becoming a sensation. Mm. It's becoming a hit all over the internet, and everybody loves it. I was watching the video and I just love it. I loved it when I saw you performing it. So tell me, how did you come about this song? Nobody knows tomorrow. No one knows tomorrow. Absolutely. No one is looking, but everybody is looking to the future.
Yes. I mean, the idea of the song is, you know, we don't necessarily know what's going to happen tomorrow. And you don't want to waste too much energy kind of thinking about that. You want to live for today and just live right and live well. And tomorrow, in a sense, will take care of itself according to how you live today. It's a very simple kind of principle. And the original song was recorded by Asha, an amazing Nigerian soulstress or songstress. And when I heard the song, I was like, oh, Asha, I really love this song. And so I did a version. She was like, oh, yeah, it's dope. Let's do it. And we knocked it out. Yes.
So I want to hear that on African Beat. So let's go.
Definitely.
Let's
definitely
get it. No One Knows Tomorrow.
That's it.
Just the other day, I was talking to the weatherman about today, and all he could say is no one knows tomorrow. No one knows tomorrow. Oh, and no one knows tomorrow.
The sky always they change, people they change too. Weatherman bring me sun, make you bring me rain too. And if you don't see me tomorrow, sing my name too. Nobody ever warned me from the things we came to. You didn't predict what will happen, me thinks it ain't true. It be some small difference between me and you. Make we cherish everything where we see and do. Him who they live for peace, equality and truth. They live with life for ease and in ways we live in proof. When I wake up early in the morning,
I know I'm blessed as a man can be. Never forget my ancestors gone, and I know today they watch down on me. Hip hop is inspirational. I'm charged with aspirations and dreams to follow. Leave behind my life sorrows and all my sorrows, and live today, cause no one knows tomorrow. How we be focused on dreams to follow. If we know, if you know what brings tomorrow. If you go be joy or you go be sorrow. Sing it.
No one knows tomorrow.
I say how we be focused on dreams to follow. If we know, if you know what brings tomorrow. If you go be joy or you go be sorrow.
No one knows tomorrow.
I know the stuff to live my life to wait for better days. And if you think it's wrong, then make it show me better ways. Life is hard, we know they're happy, we they try to get away. You hear say on the other side there is a better place. Tomorrow you go back your things and try to head that way. The sky is kinda clouded, so you think you better stay. We keep on waiting for tomorrow, but it seems it never comes.
It never comes.
Procrastinate, we wait so the job is never done.
It's never done.
They say rainbows apologize for angry skies. Through rain, God so blesses us when he cries. We can make the best of our holler when we try. It's inspirational. I'm charged with aspirations and dreams to follow. And leave behind my life troubles and all my sorrows. And live today, cause no one knows tomorrow. How we be focused on dreams to follow. If we know, if you know what brings tomorrow. If you go be joy or you go be sorrow.
No one knows tomorrow.
I say how we be focused on dreams to follow. If you know what brings tomorrow. Charlie, if you go be joy, you go be sorrow.
No one knows tomorrow.
So when I die someday, will I be in heavenly places singing hallelujah with an angel on piano? Or will I be just another contribution to the earth, the trees, the grasses, as tomorrow slowly passes?
And sing it to me, how we be focused on dreams to follow. If we know, we know what brings tomorrow. Charlie, if we go be joy, we go be sorrow.
No one knows tomorrow.
How we be focused on dreams to follow. If we know, we know what brings tomorrow. If we go be joy, we go be sorrow. Sing it.
No one knows tomorrow.
I say how we be focused on dreams to follow. If we know, we know what brings tomorrow. If we go be joy or you go be sorrow. And it goes.
No one knows tomorrow.
Wow, yes indeed. No one knows tomorrow. Beautiful track there by Mensa and his team. I just can't stop dancing. You're making me shake, man.
It's the high life.
I know. I love this. Wow, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest today, Mensa. Mensa hails from Ghana. And he's got a team of wonderful musicians here.
Absolutely.
Let's just talk about these guys here. Wow. Can you just introduce your band?
I mean, when I came to New York, I was introduced to these amazing musicians. First to my right is Masaoko, who hails from Malawi, if I'm correct. Raised in Los Angeles, a very conscious, very... I mean, this guy is so inspiring for me. I had an amazing time touring with them in the East Coast.
Masaoko,
definitely. And farther down is Olatunji, a percussionist who actually lived in London for a bit as well. And we had like so much in common, and just, you know, just our quest for knowledge and just to know things, you know what I mean? And this man is keeping the rhythm alive, man. So,
I know. And he's actually giving me the beat.
You know,
my slogan on African Beat is the power of the beat is in the African beat.
That's the one.
You know, the power of the beat is in the African beat. If there is no beat in the African beat, then it's not a beat
it's
at all.
It's not a beat. Mm-hmm. It's a bit.
And you know, Masaoko, I play some music from Malawi, and I see that we have a lot of religious kind of music coming out of Malawi, a whole lot.
Sure, we have, Malawi is a place that's still untapped as far as music. So we have the religious music, we're very spiritual people. We have traditions also like Gulewam Kulu, which is, you know, you have a masquerade, and we have respect for our ancestors and respect for the seasons and so forth. We have those kind of songs we play when the moon comes out, you know. Other ones we have, Malawi has a million dances.
That is all over Africa. When the moon comes out, everybody sits at night, exactly. We tell stories, and we, you know. And Olatunji, you're hitting that drum, man. You're hitting that. Wow, you guys are amazing. But let me just come back to you, Mensa. You have this song, Ana.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
You got it right, actually.
Right.
Yeah, you got it right.
Ana. Now tell me about it.
Ana is a question.
Okay.
And in conversation, if I said, a big bowl of fufu would be nice, and it's like, what do you think?
Now you're beginning to make my mouth become.
That's the one. Watery. That's the one. I had to use a food reference because I like food. So, Anna, it's a question, really. And this song is kind of like just put into the audience or to a listener, anybody who's paying attention, and just asking a question. What are your thoughts? What's your opinion? What do you think about what I'm saying? Do you agree? Where do you stand on this? So it's a song that asks a question.
Yes. And so what we're going to do, I want us to ask the people this question out there.
Yes.
Whether they want this bowl of fufu with this nice egusi soup. And, you know, I don't know whether Dimiake has tried that, a bowl of fufu and, with this egusi or how did they call it here, peanut butter soup. We call it groundnut soup.
Groundnut soup.
Chale, tell me about it. Eh?
You are disturbing
my soul. Let's hear this music, Anna.
Let's go. Anna is of Number One Mango Street. Musicians are going to help me ask this question. Maybe I can get you to sing this song with me. It's very simple. Yes. Anna, 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 Anna. Here we go.
Whoever said we were nothing is a big liar. His nose grows long and his pants are on fire. Succeeding across the world and everything I aspire. Forwards ever, backwards never, we never retire. These words of Kwame Nkrumah will always inspire. But sometimes I must go back to pick up what I left behind if I want to reach higher. And so I and I, I'm back with Sankofa written on my attire. Attire, 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 attire. Or maybe you can say exhausted. I'm tired of not knowing who around me can be trusted. Trying to confuse, but I know they are imposters. Saying this will take me to the Grammys or the Oscars. But on the Oscars and the Grammys, this is for my brothers. The ones who want to be free and want to stop taking orders. We can't control ourselves, but we want to be short callers. There is something in this picture that is really not correct. Recollect, we were once kings, the real big ballers. So this is what you want me to be doing. Is this not what I should be pursuing? The high life in my life has got you moving. We are beautiful, God knows what he was doing. This is what you want me to be doing. Is this not what I should be pursuing? The high life in my life has got you moving. Black is beautiful, God knows what he was doing. I can never trust a man who says trust me when I haven't said I don't trust him. Does he know his overzealous attempt to distract me? To me, it's very, very disgusting. When I was a small boy, my uncle showed me, son, make sure you always have your own. Because if you owe a man and you cannot repay, he may take your skin, your flesh, and your bone. So my mantra is giving is better than receiving. For in giving itself, there's a lot we are achieving. The returns will be so much you would not be believing. The blessings in the morning, the day, and in the evening. I give his sister a shoulder to cry when she's grieving. I will not buy a whip because my hair's receding. I am content to be from this continent. We are all prominent and thank God I am breathing. I tell you, oh, this is what you want me to be doing. Is this not what I should be pursuing? The high life in my life has got you moving. We are beautiful, God knows what he was doing. Okay, this is what you want me to be doing. Is this not what I should be pursuing? The high life in my life has got you moving. Black is beautiful, God knows what he was doing. Attire, 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 attire. Attire. My people, we travel, we see things. They try cheat we, they try beat we, they mistreat we, they lie we, they try stop we, they try block we. But Charlie, the energy, the vein with the run plus, no be human vimo, it be supernatural from up there. So, this is what you want me to be doing? Is this not what I should be pursuing? The high life in my life has got you moving. We are beautiful, God knows what he was doing. Okay, this is what you want me to be doing? Is this not what I should be pursuing? The high life in my life has got you moving. Black is beautiful, God knows what he was doing. Anna.
Yes, indeed. He knows exactly what he was doing when he was creating us.
Oh, yes.
He knows.
Yes.
He knows.
Yes.
Anna.
Anna.
Chale, this one's good. I tell you, this is the African Beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't just turn away. Just keep listening. Amen. My guest today is Mensah from Ghana, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. All right. Now we have enjoyed all this beautiful music. Before I bring you to the album itself, the album title, you said something. Never trust a man when he says, trust me, even when you have not yet asked of his trust.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I think it's a common like human trait. It's like, if someone is too keen on making you believe in them.
And he comes out and says, just trust me, man.
Yeah. Oh, believe me what I'm saying to you. Yeah, I can give me $1. I'll give you $100 back. Trust me.
Ah, watch that.
It's okay. I'm fine with my $1.
Yeah. I love that. And I'll keep that. Okay. Now, number one, Mango Tree is the album title.
Yes.
And it's a very special track on this album.
Yes.
I want you to tell me, because I asked you earlier, do you have a number one Mango Street?
Yes.
In Ghana?
It's a very existing street where my mother still lives right now.
And Mama is still living there?
Mama is there right now.
And talk to Mama for me. I want Mama to hear you right now.
Dear Mama, please, when I get home, please, I want to eat kinky and fish. I'm sorry for staying out too late. I'll come home and I love you and everybody loves you.
Come on.
Yeah, man. Yeah, my mother still lives there. And, you know, I'll tell you a story. I did a small album launch in Ghana. So my mom was invited. She was in the front, and there was about 300 people there. And after the show, my mom was, she was obviously very proud of me. I was very happy. And as I introduced her to everybody, and everybody who came to her, she was like, Oh, you know my son. Come home for dinner.
Oh.
So like the day after, I had like 30 people calling me. Hey, your mother said I should come home to come and eat. So like, you're not coming to my house. Yeah, she's that kind of person.
And so Mama, we greet you.
Yes.
We're happy for you.
Yes.
And you know, we're here with Mensa. Yes. So is it because of Mama's cook and all that Mama used to do around the house that you decided to give this album title number one, Mango Tree? Or is it because you were actually rooted out of there?
That's
where it all started.
That's really where it all started, including the food and the, you know, all the good loving. So I went back to Ghana after being away for so long, and after going back home, I just felt so inspired, and I felt like I had to do something to dedicate or something, a tribute to, you know, where it all began. And my brother was like, okay, if you want to do that, why don't you name it after the address where we all grew up, where all the experiences, you know, where you learn to pick up an instrument, learn to write, learn to love, the sense of community, religion, love, knowing God, you know, all these little things that, you know, make a man, really. And I think there isn't a more suitable name than to name it after. You know, it's more than just the address. It's about what happens in that home, you know, in the family.
And Mama and your brothers will be really, really proud of you today.
Absolutely. I hope they are.
Okay. Well, Mensa and my friends out there, the members of your team, I'm really, really excited and happy that you were able to make it here today. And I give a big shout out to Rebecca.
Big up, Rebecca.
Ooh,
man.
Rebecca. She calls you in the morning, she calls you in the afternoon, she calls you in the evening.
She's on it all the time.
I want to give a big shout out to Rebecca, you know, for making this interview possible.
Yep. Shout out to Rab.
I just want to assure you that African Beat is here for every African star, whoever you are. I don't care where you're coming from, as long as you're an African, you play your music, you let it reach the desk of African Beat, right in that office, your music is bound to be heard all over the world and over Africa. All right? Pass on the message. Tell my Malawi brothers. Tell them, Anolatunji. Tell all my brothers from Nigeria and even the Africans that are in London. Tell them that African Beat is here for them.
Ah, oh, man.
All
that's refreshing.
And that is what we do.
Absolutely.
So I really, really want to thank you. And before you give us the last track, you have any shout-outs you want to give out to friends? Especially Mama.
Oh, yeah, man.
That is very special. I don't want to forget Mama.
Shout-outs to Mom. The whole world loves you. Mm-hmm. You know, without you, I wouldn't be here. And, you know, and to all of Ghana, you know, the fans, all of Africa, all the young, it's important, all the young Africans overseas in the diaspora working hard, getting an education, building themselves as individuals, and going back home to support, to build Africa, making it the great place it's supposed to be. And, you know, just everybody who's out there doing what they're supposed to do and just contributing to make this a much easier place to live in, man. And to all musicians out there, man, I can't do it without thanking these guys, man. They've made everything possible. You know, Mixer Pot, Rebecca, good friends, Mommy, you know, to my family back home in London, my brothers, my little girl, my lady, you know, love them all. Everybody, all right. Everybody's
well,
been very
with that, I want to thank you so much for joining me on the African Beat today. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, listening to the African Beat on behalf of the Voice of America, I thank you, Mensah, and your team. Until we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington. But I'm going to leave you with this final track as Mensah and his team are going to give us the title track, number one, Mango Street. Here we go.
Number one, Mango Street. Let's go.
Tears in my eyes, dark and I can't find my way. I'm lost, I made a wrong turn, and this is not where I wanna be going. I wanna return and start again. Avoid the main road, sign car far as the saying goes. Asking for direction, things to look for on the way. Memorizing every turn in case I'm lost another day. I'm looking for my way home, retracing my steps. You know me, I'm going backwards. I was distracted, now I'm looking for my way home. That's where my ma is, it's where my heart is, where it all started. I'm looking for my way home. Maybe I'll find my friends and we can play again. Never stray again, I'm looking for my way home. That's where I wash my dirty feet. Number one, Mango Street. I wonder how far off I've gone, losing faith with the sun setting on me. What was it I was looking for? In hindsight, I don't really need it so badly. Bright lights caught my eye, losing track of time. It was fun for the while, but it just isn't me. Walking back 1,000 miles, miss the laughs and miss the smiles. I've been gone for a while, I know they missing me. I'm looking for my way home, retracing my steps. Know me, I'm going backwards. I was distracted, now I'm looking for my way home. That's where my ma is, it's where my heart is, where it all started. I'm looking for my way home. Maybe I'll find my friends and we can play again. Never stray again, I'm looking for my way home. That's where I wash my dirty feet. Number one, Mango Street. Number one, Mango.
This is where it all began, the music, you know. Where I felt like, Charlie, I could just come out and just take over. Just take the world on and nothing is impossible. And there's nothing like going back home. And home doesn't have to be... It's where your heart is, man. It's where you feel at ease, where you feel loved, and where you feel like you can express, where you can be whole and complete as a person. And number one, Mango Street means more than just a street or just an address. It's where my heart is.